Okay, this is the Angelic Teens class course, and this is the class on money. This is August the 19th, 2015. And hello, everybody.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Okay. So your homework was, well, first of all, did everybody set up their team? Did anybody have problems with setting up their team? Were there any
questions?
Oh, I did.
I forgot to do mine today. I think I did mine.
This is, I don't know what you're referring to when you're talking about your team.
The angel team.
Okay. That's because you haven't, you were part of my computer problems today. So when you listen to the first recording, it will tell you how to set up your teams, what
okay.
you need to do. And when you go to the page where the recording is, it will have a list of examples of intentions and goals and objectives, and duties. So you can have a clearer understanding
Barbara,
of all
that.
That.
Where is that located?
It's in the email that I sent you that apparently you didn't get, so I will send it to you again.
I have made a new folder on my phone, the Barbara folder, so I'll look in there. I'll look in the Barbara folder. But I don't think I have
mm-hmm.
it. I don't know.
Okay, let me forward this email right now while I'm thinking about it.
So, DC, did you get the one from last week? Is DC on?
I've gotten your notes that you took pictures of.
No, DC. Is this DC on or no?
What's that?
Barbara. Is DC love on or no?
Yes, she's here.
She
I'm here.
Recording from, DC, did you get the recording from last week?
Not yet.
No, she's the one that. Now, Michelle, you did get it because your name is right here on this list.
Okay, it's probably in my folder. It's in the Barbara folder. I'll
okay. So now let me send this to DC. Everybody else got it, right?
Yes.
Does all of this silence mean yes?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. All right. So now, DC, you will get this as soon as I learn to spell. All right. It should be in your inbox now because it's gone from my computer. So
okay.
Now everybody else has set up their teams and done all of that, and you've been having your daily or weekly or whatever you decided on meetings, and how does all
yes.
that feel for you?
Good.
Wonderful. And so
that's
today,
how I discover my block, because we need to have the daily meeting. I wouldn't think of anything to ask of them or duties to assign or receive my duties.
So you were having a meeting and you weren't giving them anything?
Well, I kind of stay with the generic of like, okay, well, help me to do what's divinely appropriate for me to do today, no more, no less. And then to say, to set up synchronicities for me to meet or with people or meet with opportunities that are mine to have, to do, whatever. And I kind of release it and let them go at it.
Okay. That works. As time goes on, you know, you'll get more and more of an understanding of exactly what it is you actually want. And that's part of the clarity that they're going to be bringing to you so that you can actually know what you want. And hi, Helena.
Hello. Got here pretty much on time.
We're glad you made it.
Me too. Thank you.
Okay, so did anybody have any blocks that were coming up around doing the money objective? I've gotten some information from email, but I didn't hear from everybody, so I didn't actually tell you to email me. So if you have something that came up as a result of setting up a money goal and asking for your angelic teams to assist you with it, and sometimes that just brings up those lovely little things that we believe. So did anybody have anything like that other than the stuff that I have?
I didn't. I got a car today.
Oh, you got a car today?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's good. Yep. I'm assuming it's a running car and everything is okay.
The payment's a little high, but I asked the angels to help me pick out the right car and be at the right place and all that stuff.
Well, terrific.
Parked in front of my house.
Did you give them guidelines as far as how much you wanted to pay?
No, I probably should have done that, right? I didn't.
Yeah.
I just asked for it to be the right car, for me. So I kind of thought that meant the money, but maybe I should have been more specific.
Sometimes you don't need to be, and sometimes you do need to be, and I'm not sure what the difference is. Sometimes it's you that isn't actually clear. Or maybe it's that you had a fear that the payment would be too high, and that was the energy they were feeling, so you got what you were asking for. Yeah,
I kept making them lower the price multiple times.
Okay.
We had a couple. I didn't email them to you, Barbara.
That's okay. What were they?
One of them was that we're stuck where we are and not able to move forward in the money issue of more plentiful with it. And then another one was not worth of to find.
Not worth what?
But worthy of being financially independent, like debt-free and being able to earn enough to pay all the school, everything like that.
Okay. All right, I got those down. Any others?
No, those were the that popped up on us.
Okay.
Well, I was guided to get these programs called Inner Speak that are like subliminal messages. There are affirmations underneath the music, and some of them were address things about money and abundance and worthiness and health. So I have never come across this information before. But when I looked into it, they've been around for decades. It's just for some reason they've never crossed my mind, and now they've come to my attention. So I think it could be a part of this coursework, at least for me, or maybe a reinforcement of what we're
what's
doing.
What's the name of them? Is it Brain Sync?
It's called Inner Speak.
Because there's at Barnes & Noble, it's called Brain Sync, and they have them on money, they have them on love, they have them on every subject. And that they're subliminal on every wavelength of the brain. And that's those are really good. Those are awesome.
Okay.
It's called Brain Sync.
Oh, okay. So
they have them for money, love, all everything.
Well, so me was very unusual because I've never come across this stuff before, so I feel as if it's worth mentioning that it could be something that the angels are bringing to my attention.
Yeah, yeah. That goes to the subconscious mind.
Okay. Well, terrific. Anybody else with anything else?
Hey, I was going to say, I guess releasing after you get money and you're not used to getting money, to release the feeling of feeling guilty about getting it because you asked for it. You know how you, it's kind of weird because you asked for it, right? And then you get it and it's like, oh my goodness, do I deserve this? But yeah, you do because mm-hmm. that's what you asked. You know?
Yeah.
So how do you get this feeling of releasing the guilty feeling of receiving when that's what you asked for? Is that crazy?
I got the exact same problem, so you know you're not crazy.
Well, you are, you're not alone.
I don't feel guilty if people give me money.
Well, I want to feel like you feel. Look, I want to feel that feeling. Hey, bring it on. It's like, bring it on. Give me your tithes and everything. No, I'm not the tithes. I'm sorry.
Barbara?
Okay. Yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
I just had a question. I was just wondering, like, I'm listening to everyone and, you know, what they're saying about money. I was just wondering if, you know, how they viewed money. Like, I feel like money is sort of like an exchange of energy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I just feel like, well, like, different people don't view money, like, in the same way.
Right, that's true.
You know, it's just... So that's what I'm, like, saying, like, you know, the way that you view money, you know, like, I think it really, you know, helps you with the situation that you're in, you know? And like I said, I just
think
feel
that
like
helps
it's
too.
Just an exchange.
Well, I think I'm in the toddler stage
mm-hmm.
because I love money because and I love to be able to, I mean, you know, like, it's my new BFF. So I want to develop a relationship with my money so that when it does come, because I've already set up the foundation of receiving it and allowing it to come, that when it comes, I'm happy and I'm excited, but then this little thing is there that's saying, like, was I supposed to get it like this, you know? It's because of that old conditioning, and I just want to release that old conditioning.
Right.
You know, I have something I do with money that has worked for a couple of years now is that they say respect your money. So every time I'm handed my money, I don't care if there's 20 people behind me, I put my ones in order, then my fives, my tens, and my 20. I treat my money with respect. I don't crumble it. I don't throw it in my purse. I put it in order. From 1, 5, 10s to 20s or whatever in my wallet, and you treat it with the respect that my wallet has never been empty since I've done that.
Well, I need to hang out with you because I don't have that many to condition
well,
and set
I don't
up.
I don't have a lot of money, and sometimes I wonder where does it all come from, and I don't even ask it anymore. If it just shows up, it shows up, and I accept it. And I rely that God will always provide it for me, so I really don't, I mean, I worry about it, but in the end, I think God will always provide for me, so then it's always there somehow, some way it gets there. I don't know. That's just what I do. I don't know, but that's what I was taught in some book or something, to respect your money and treat it with respect. So it's not just
no.
paper, you know, or crinkle it up or whatever.
Well, you know, that's a very good habit, to incorporate, whether or not it works. It sounds like a lovely habit. I also heard that you should bless your money as you spend it. And so sometimes if I remember it, I would just say, I bless this money and may it multiply exceedingly for me and for the recipient. So as it pass onward, multiply for others too.
I will do that.
And the other thing that I want to mention is, you know, like there's always like an endless amount of money available to everyone. It's, you know, it's a form of abundance. And we hear, like, you know, on the earth, we're the only ones that, you know, think of money and we think of scarcity. So I think when you start changing, you know, how you view money and your relationship with money, you know, things will begin to change.
That's so neat.
Mhm. So I have everybody, you know, we all sitting here, we all, you know, everybody has a relationship with money. You know, we all do. You know, and it's part of our everyday life, you know. We have to pay for where we're living, our food, our clothing, our gas. So everyone has like a, you know, we do all have a relationship with money.
I found that I have a very hard time saying how much money I want per month or something like that. I mean, part of me is not believing that $1 million a year is an achievable goal, and I think that's my own self-sabotage, because I think with Abraham Hicks material, they said it's just as easy to create a castle as it is to create a button, but our belief is that it's easier to create a button, but we let ourselves have it, and we don't create the castle because we really don't believe we can create it.
Right.
So I'd like some healing around that, not believing in getting $1 million a year or more. I don't think Donald Trump has that problem, right?
No, you're supposed to say, I have more money than I will ever need. I always say that. I don't know how, but I have more money than I will ever need.
Mm-hmm. And I was just looking through some things, and I saw, like, you know, there was a check online and stuff. And write yourself out a check for $2 million, you know?
I've done that these days.
And just welcome it. Just, like, you know, allow it to come in. Just, you're welcoming it to come in.
They still, like, in the card stores, I bought a fake $1 million bill, and I keep that in the back of my wallet, and then I keep one on my refrigerator.
Actually, I have a couple of those in my wallet, too.
A fake million?
But again, it goes back to the belief system. Somehow I feel like having a fake $1 million there is easier than having a real $1 million in my, you know, control or bank account or something. So that's the belief I need to, or I would like to receive some help in healing and or reprogramming.
And there are a couple of money games or little things that you can do with money to kind of see how your conditioning changes. And, okay, I'm going to tell you about them now. I thought we were going to do some clearing first, but we're not. I want to tell you. So the first one is called Double Your Money Challenge. And what it is you start out the first day, let's say you have $100. $100 extra has come into your life. What are you going to spend it on? And it can't be for anything sensible. You know, you can't spend it on bills. It has to be on something that you actually desire. You've got $100 just for you. What are you going to spend it on?
Clothes.
And then tomorrow, you've got $200 just for you. What are you going to spend it on? And the next day, you've got $300. This is just for you. What are you going to spend it on? And you can see how this starts conditioning you to receive and also to putting yourself first, to recognizing the abundance that is out there and allowing yourself to actually enjoy it. And it puts you in that vibration of having money. The other game is, if you had $100,000 coming in every month, what would you do with that money?
Oh, I like that.
And so you
That's cool.
Decide what you would spend it on. You get $100,000 a month. What are you going to do with it?
You can't put it in the bank?
Why would you need to save it? You're going to get $100,000 again next month. What are you going to save?
I'm going shopping with you, Barbara.
I'm going shopping and getting some shoes in Italy.
You're not being. We have to have.
Getting on the
if
plane
you put
first
it in the bank to save it, then that's coming from the scarcity and, oh, my gosh, it might not be here next month and all of that kind of crap. No, you're getting $100,000 a month. What are you going to spend it on? This is your money. What are you going to do with it?
Get on the plane and then go spend it in Italy.
Hey, that works.
That sounds like that's. So in other words, with money, to if you do what you love, you know, the money will come, right? You have to have trust.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is saying that you trust that you are going to have this money, you are going to keep having this money, but you can spend it on anything you want to. Anything your little heart says, ooh, I want that.
I like that.
And see, then you'll know whether or not there's all that other crap still in there, because if a part of you is saying, oh, I have to donate this much to the poor, that's coming from that lack. That's not coming
from abundance.
Wouldn't
you want to be philanthropic with some of that money?
When you spend money, everyone who is receiving that money is profiting. That is built into the system.
So really, like, I would still want to give money, like, just some humanitarian things or philanthropic things if ever I have a ton of money for, like, causes that I believe in.
Make sure that you are giving it to a cause that actually wants to make a difference in people's lives and not a cause that actually keeps people in the situation that they need for them to be in for the cause to exist.
I'd like I belong to one of my brain research group. I would love to give them a ton of money to help further our research for people like us, because they actually have provided hotels for us and they pay for our hotels and they've done a lot of good things with the money that they do get, and they're running out of it.
There's a strong feeling of lack in everything you just said.
Really?
Yeah, there really is.
I'm sorry, Barbara, where is there a strong feeling of lack?
In what she was saying about the cause, about what they do, about the feeling about them, that brought up a lot of lack.
Okay.
When she was saying it. So you really want to look at what you're doing and what you're creating.
I have a question as well. What about past life beliefs that you bring from a past life into this life about money?
We are going to be clearing some of the generational stuff. I don't know if I mentioned past lives or not. I'll write myself a note.
Well, can we...
Someone had like a past...
And they live like, say, like they were like the nun or something, and they live like in a communal setting... That, you know, they all work together for the good of everyone, but yet they didn't do it independently for themselves. So sometimes when they come into this lifetime, you know, like they don't have like the relationship they should have with money.
No, there's vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience with the nun thing.
Yeah. No, but what you just said just triggered something in me that I had never thought before. Because at work, when I see other people get ahead and how they go out and make sure they put themselves in the best light, they you know, have sharp elbows, I just stand back and stare, you know, in wonder. And I said, well, what happened to collaborative? And I was the only fool who enough to be collaborative and sharing with people. And yet, at the end of the day, usually they're the ones getting the promotion, and I'm just sitting there just saying, hello. And so when you just said what you said, all of a sudden a light bulb went on in my head that, oh, my God, maybe that's something I have. I never realized it. So it may not be a vow of poverty, but it also is the sense that you have to collaborate for the greater good, and that it's somehow wrong to be selfish, to get yourself ahead, get yourself promoted ahead of others.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm writing, that's why I'm being quiet. Ooh, even as I'm writing, it's just coming up in me, too.
With money and stuff, it just gives you the opportunity to be who you really are, you know? Because, you know, the situation that we all find ourselves in, you know, you have to work here, and yet, you know, you have to live here because of the, you know, amount of money that everyone has. But if you could, you know, just visualize yourself, and you were able to live anywhere and do anything, would you be doing what you're doing now? You know.
Good
question.
And
it all comes back to the money. Yeah, I mean, if you had an opportunity to live anywhere and work anywhere, if you wanted to work, do whatever you wanted to do and stuff, I just feel like it's just like it gives us opportunities to be the person that we, you know, can become.
I would become pretty lazy, I can tell you that.
Well, if you take money out of the equation, I would still want to pursue what I'm trying to do.
Well, definitely,
there's things that you would like. There's places, like you said, like there's places you would like to visit. You know, there's just different things that you would, you know, if you had to worry about the amount that it would cost to do those things, you'd be able to, you know, have the life that you wanted, and you would be, the person that you wanted to become.
Anybody having phone issues?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little, like, scratchy. I couldn't hear what you just said.
Could you say that again?
So you didn't hear what DC said?
No, I didn't hear what DC said.
No.
No.
Okay, DC, can you repeat yourself?
Okay, what I had talked about was... if you took money out of the equation, you know, and just think about the life that you could live, what would you be doing? Would you be working where you are now? Would you be living where you are now? You know, would you be driving the car you're driving? It just gives you the ability to be the person, you know, that you can become. You would just be, you know, you would be a different person. So money just, you know, it just, at times, the lack of money creates barriers. And when I look at money at times, I just feel like money, it's a form of abundance, and it does give us the ability to reach out and help other people, of course, like Michelle was saying. You know, I do feel like, you know, reaching other people, sharing the abundance is beautiful because we're supposed to help people. That is, you know, share the love. We're sharing, you know, money is another form of love, you know, so you could share the love with other people.
But what I want to have Barbara, you know, chime in on is the way she said how everything that was expressed before about helping other people brought up a lot of ideas of lack or the energy of lack. Well, how about helping people who are, let's say they're having cancer and they can't work, and, you know, their friend sending out an appeal to send in some money to help them go through this process. I just want to hear how Barbara would feel about that case of helping people with money in that instance.
Excuse me. So much of the time when we are giving money to help people, we are seeing people as those poor, pitiful people.
Yeah.
That is all lack. That is saying that those people are not as good as I am. I need to help them because they're so pathetic and they can't do it on their own. And without me, frankly, they would just die. So they have to look up to me because I'm the one helping them. So that's manipulation.
What about
love.
There's a situation, Barbara, that every time I'm in, like, a city like Washington or Chicago even, and I pass a homeless person, and I haven't finished my lunch, and it's in a container, I usually give that person my container of food and some money all the time. And I used to get yelled at by my ex-husband for doing that, and he's like, they're just going to do bad things with the money. But my intention was always that they would use it for whatever they needed. And he's like, they're just going to buy drugs or alcohol. And I'm like, that's not the intention I'm giving it for. So is that wrong to be doing that to people who are on the street like that?
If you are asking them if they would like to receive it, and they say yes, and you give it, and then there's nothing else to it. You don't worry about it. You don't think about, you know, what have they done with it or anything like that.
No,
I
don't.
What your heart was saying to do, so you were following your heart, then there is nothing wrong. And whatever they did with it was their choice, because it's always going to be their choice anyway. But if you are looking at them and saying, these poor, pathetic people, I have to help them, then you are not coming from love.
I just want to give it to them, and I do. It's just something I've always done for many years now. I don't know.
Okay. As long as you are seeing them as equal to you.
I think everybody's equal to us. I think they're all here. Everybody is the same, and, you know, sometimes it just helps you to look at yourself, too. And I feel like, you know, I just want to, if I can just make something a little bit easier for them or help them in any way, I give it to them. I'm not looking down on them. I'm not looking at them as anything worse than me or anything better than me. I just, you know, like they say, they make people angels are in disguise on this planet, so you never know who you're giving it to.
Yeah, so I'm just curious. Yeah, I mean, if we give it because we want to help, not because we're looking down on people who are down on their luck, would that still be the last thing?
It's coming from love. It's coming from, you know, this is what my heart is saying for me to do, and so I'm doing it. And there's no other connection. There's no strings attached. You're not going to sit and wonder later what they did with it. You're not going to watch and see where they go with it, you know, anything like that. It's just, this is love coming from me to you. Here you go. And if they accept it, wonderful. If they say no, thank you, wonderful. Either way, you're okay. If there's conditions attached, you're okay.
It's easier for me to give that, like that, to strangers, because then I can just say, okay, that's it, no condition. But then when it's friends or family, I feel very uncomfortable because I get the sense of, like, entitlement, not from me but from them. I mean, the ones who ask for help, and it makes me uncomfortable. And so I'm more comfortable giving to total strangers under the condition that you describe. So I don't know how that works out in the scheme of things, but that's what I see.
Giving to people that you know, especially members of your family, that has a whole lot of different energy connected with it because you do know them. You know how they've been in the past. You know exactly what they're going to do with that money, and you know they're going to turn around and ask you for more. So you see the kind of energy it kind of stirs up in you. And so the thing that I have found that works for me as far as, you know, family is I don't do it. I tell them no. It's not an option. You need money, don't come to me.
My parents helped me through my divorce or different situations now where they'll just put money in my bank account for me and just to help me. Now and again, my parents will put money in my bank.
But that's not you going and saying, oh, Mom, I need money, and then you have a whole story with it. That's them giving to you out of love.
Yeah, but sometimes I tell her I'm having certain issues or whatever, and then she just would be like, oh, I'm going to mail you. I'm going to put money in your account. And then I thank her for it. So, I mean, I don't know if that's bad or good or what, but.
Are you seeing your parents as a source of income for you?
I know that no matter what happens, and no matter what happened between us in the past, that if anything ever happened, they'll always be there to help me out. I know that for a fact.
So but I mean, are you seeing them as the source, or are you seeing them as the channel that God is flowing money to you?
I think that I don't really look at it with, like, an attachment. I don't know. I mean, like, I know someday I'm going to get my inheritance from them, and I don't have any kind of, I don't know. I don't know how I really feel about it deep down inside. There's probably some stuff behind that. I don't know.
Yeah, you might want to look at that and see how you are seeing it.
I mean, I am always counting on my inheritance one day. I am. That's true. It's probably terrible, but it's true.
That may be something you need to spend some time looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, was there anything else before we do clearing on all of this stuff that we've been talking about?
Yes, I just have one thing, and that is feeling guilty for spending any money on myself because I know that I have bills to pay, and so though I should do anything until I'm better financially. So I don't want to feel guilty when I do buy myself a little something or do something for myself.
Sometimes I'm the same way with things like that too, because I feel like maybe I should have bought something for my son and not myself, or maybe I shouldn't have bought that, or, and then I do feel pretty remorse after I do buy stuff sometimes too.
Okay. Okay, I've got that. Anything else?
I think we need to get rid of the words of lack. You know, wanting, wishing, hoping, you know, those words. The wanting, wishing, hoping words will always bring more lack into our life, and the words we use can create that situation. So I try to choose my words very carefully sometimes, in my head and out of my mouth. I don't know how important that is to you, but like, I always talk as if it's already happened. I'll use the word choose. I won't ever say, I try not to say want, wish, hope. Those I look at as words of lack, attracting more lack into your life.
Okay. Anything else? Last call.
I do have one other thing. You hear people always say, like, money is evil. And they, you know, but you never hear someone say, like, you know, love is evil. But there's always, like, that, you know, there's always that thing with money, you know. And just like money, like guns, like, you know, and weapons, it's not the object that's evil. It's the way the people use it. If they use money in a loving way, like you said, right, to just, you know, give it unconditionally because you want to, it's not the money that's evil, you know. So it's just, you know, like the way people view money, you know.
Or your intention about it, or people who go about it the wrong way, those kind of things. Then it becomes not right, I think.
No, I see that phrase as the people who are in control wanting to keep the masses from seeing the same things that they would put it. I'm talking about the Catholic Church, maybe, where they put in the Bible, money is the root of all evil, and yet the church fathers or the church coffers continue to be filled with money. So they tell the rest of us poor souls not to want money, but then they say, give it to us, you know, let us collect it from you. So that's
unity.
Money is not evil by itself. It's how it's in the people who use it.
Right. In unity, we learned that the original quote was, not money is the root of all evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. When you're, you know, loving it and putting it ahead of anything else, and the greed that goes with that, not loving it in an open way, but loving it, you know, and coveting it is the root of evil.
Well, I also have a problem with that because, you know, like in the Infinity Healing classes, some of the statements, the truth that Barbara Grace has been using is, you know, that you have to love money, you have to respect it, right? And so even the phrase of saying the root of all, the love of money is the root of all evil is still, in my mind, a control programming for those who are in power. So I'd like to on that too.
That's true, because they
see what you're saying.
Money. Yeah, or it's absolutely
but,
evil, because that's what it says. Okay.
But, I mean, people just, I don't think of money as the root of all evil. I don't believe that. I mean, I believe some people use money, but
I don't
either. Think it, but for myself, I don't feel that way. I don't feel like money in general is the root of all evil in this world. It's the people.
Well, it's not.
Oh, it hardly is, yeah. I mean, and when I'm saying the love of money, look at the people who run governments and do wars for money, who put out drugs and just start things because they'll make more money by it rather than caring about humanity and what it's doing to people. That type of love of money. Not open, beautiful type love, but this just wanting money more than anything else.
Well, but I look at somebody like Oprah, for example. You can see how generous she is, and you
absolutely.
For sure love money. So
so that
to me, that kind of love of money isn't the root of evil. So, again, the phrase, the love of money is the root of evil, it, by itself, is a control phrase. It does not tell you know, the full picture. And so, again, I really would love to get clearing of that programming, my consciousness.
Yes, and with Oprah, like you're saying, too, like as she got more and more popular, she had the ability to have more freedom with her programming. And she, you know, she was like, you know, putting programs together that, like, you know, she had beautiful guests that were like really spiritual guests and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave her the freedom to do what she chose. So money is just a way for us to have freedom, you know, to be the people that we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the more she does all those things, the more money flows to her. So I see that as a positive thing of you know, the love of money, the sharing of money, the uplifting of people when you have the financial independence to.
She does amazing things for so many people.
So again, that is a positive example of the love of money.
Okay. Oh, there's Oprah and like even Mother Teresa too. I mean, she raised like so much money, and yet she didn't like, you know, she didn't have money, but she raised it for what she believed in, you know? She raised millions of dollars.
She did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she would need all that resources to do bigger, better things, right? So I think that I used to quickly jump to pointing out all the bad examples of money, but whatever vestiges of that programming that's still left in my mind and controlling me, I'd like to get rid of it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
Okay. Are you guys ready to start?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I am going to put it into lecture mode, so I will be the only one you hear, because I love it when you can only hear me. No. and that way you can say yes, and you can say anything you want. Nobody else is going to hear you. And so you have actually more freedom. Let me make sure this is going to work. Okay. Yay! It shows that I'm still being heard. All right. So let's take some nice deep breaths. And we are now activating the infinity healing energy. If you would like to receive it, say yes. Yes. Wonderful. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing to clear everything that is in the way of you receiving the maximum during today's session? If so, say yes. Yes. You take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing everything that is in the way of you releasing the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes. Yeah. And take a nice deep breath. And if there is anything in the way, any part of you that is in the way of or interfering with, sabotaging, afraid of all that's available for you today, would you like infinity healing to use a process to set that aside and to show it what is going on from the highest perspective so that it no longer needs to interfere in your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And as always, your beautiful soul knows you better than you know yourself. So will you allow it to also choose what it sees as most important for you to work on during today's session and to automatically receive infinity healing for those choices throughout the session? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And you have those beautiful, beautiful teams of angels who are working with you. So would you give them permission to also help you clear whatever it is that you need to clear in today's class? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. Okay, so we're going to start out with letting go of the false belief. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you get money, then you will quickly lose it? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that inheritance is a source of money instead of God being the only source of money? And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you come into money, somebody's going to take you to court and try to get that money from you? Because, frankly, you don't deserve to have that money to begin with. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you're really too old to be expecting money to change in your life? I mean, after you pass 30, it's pretty much set. If you don't have money now, you're not going to have money. And that's just the way it is. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are destined to always struggle, that you will always have those jobs where you just don't get paid that much, and that one day you will be so old and decrepit that you will not be able to work, and you will end up living on the street and having a shopping cart full of cats as you push them around the city begging people for money? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that there are some people who look down on you, who see you as less because you don't have money? That means you are less. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you can only have just enough money to live? You cannot have more than just enough. That wouldn't be right. You're not allowed that. But you can have just enough, but not a penny more. And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you can only have money for necessity? If it's not a necessity, then it's a luxury, and you're not allowed luxury. And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are always going to be stuck in places you don't want to be in, situations you don't want to be in, stuck in all of these different areas of your life because, frankly, you are too stupid to learn except by being stuck? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you don't know how to live if you're not stuck? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you must constantly push to achieve your desires because it has to be a struggle? You have to fight for it. So say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the love of money is the root of all evil? Therefore, you cannot love money. Because if you do, you're going straight to hell. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that work is hard? Work is supposed to be hard. Work has to be hard. You can't do something that you love because work has to be hard. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you have to be manic in order to get anything done? You have to be like that hamster running in that little wheel going faster and faster and faster, because if you're not that way, nothing is going to get done. You have got to put all of that energy into it. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that productivity equals self-value? which means the more you do, the more you get to value yourself, which means busy work is actually important. And you always have to be busy, because if you're not busy, then you don't actually have any value. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the balance in your bank account is a reflection of your self-worth? And so if your bank account holds thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, then you have higher value, more worth. You are more worthy. But if your bank account has $100 or less, then frankly, you're not really worth anything. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that building a business is a long, hard slog up a steep hill? You are always going to have to be pushing that boulder up the hill to build a business. This takes forever. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you take big risks or you make big changes in your life, you will die? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that if you fail, you will die? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the generational blocks to money that have been encoded into your DNA? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that it's not safe for you to receive unexpected money or unexpected gifts? There's something wrong anytime anybody tries to give you something that you did not expect. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you can only receive small amounts of money? It has to be logical and reasonable, which means that you can't receive $1 million because that's not logical. That's not reasonable. That's not you. You cannot receive that. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the needs of the greater goods of society are so much more important than your own desires? So if you have money, you have to give it to other people who have less. Otherwise, you're not a good person. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Thank you. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that God will look down upon you and consider you less than worthy if you actually put yourself first? If so, say yes. Yes. We'll take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the lack of money is always going to create barriers? And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that money in and of itself is evil? If so, say yes. Yeah. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are stuck where you are right now? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the attachments that you have to societal consciousness around money? All of the limitations that society, as a rule, says that there are around money. All of that crap that you've been taught about money. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are not worthy of being financially independent? This is just not possible for you. And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you're supposed to feel guilty about receiving money? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you're supposed to feel guilty about money? Money has all of these guilty strings attached to it. You know what it is you're supposed to feel when you get money, and you know that guilt is a part of that. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the guilt that you feel around spending money on yourself? Because you should be spending that money to pay bills, or you should be spending that money on other people. You should not spend money on yourself until you have taken care of everything else that needs to be taken care of. Because if you do that, you are guilty. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of your past life beliefs around money? All of the ways that those old beliefs keep you stuck. Whether those beliefs are based in religious vows and religious consciousness from past lives that say that you are not supposed to have money. You took a vow of poverty. You must always honor that vow, and you can never let it go. And then there's the vow of always putting everybody else first. You have to always maintain that vow, no matter what. So all of those vows that you made in those past lives that you are still hanging on to, would you please allow infinity healing to come in and take them away? If so, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from any thoughts, any words of lack, any needs to say things in a way that shows lack, any way of thinking things that shows lack, so that you can actually change your wording to show abundance, prosperity, wealth, love, and the truth from God? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, you may want to take a drink of water now. And so now we are going to install truth. Would you like an infinity healing for installing the truth that you are always filled with the light of God? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are supposed to receive what you are creating? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that money is just another way of exchanging energy? It's just energy, and you can safely accept it. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are a precious, courageous being who is here to serve? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your happiness matters more to you than anything else, because that is your choice? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is safe for you to treat your money with love and respect? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that when you put your joy first, you know that your business and your money will follow? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that every idea and opportunity that you come up with or that you allow into your life comes with its own infinite supply of money, resources, support, love, everything that you need? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are willing to nourish yourself into the inspiration of your own life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God always provides for you? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is safe for you to start new routines and to be consistent and to achieve your goals? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that organization comes easily to you and that you have consistent routines that work and that produce the results that you have in mind? If so, say yes. Yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you safely go with the flow, making necessary changes in each moment because that's the way life works? If so, say yes. Yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you easily set goals, whether they be daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, or yearly goals, or lifetime goals? You know what it is you want to achieve in your life, and you set the goals so that you can see the result. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you realize your full potential and capacity to create every single day? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are good enough and you see the result of your action? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are prosperous in all areas of your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is safe for you to do all of your work from a relaxed body because that allows everything to flow? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you know money is a blessing and you share those blessings every time you spend money? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? That you allow your heart to be open to yourself and your own goodness. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you can literally stretch time when you are doing inspired work? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are here to love? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that the more money you have, the more money you have to share? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are here to bring light into the world? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that love and softness are the place you come from when conducting all your business? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that when you are inspired, everything flows, even the things you hate doing, when you are doing them from inspiration, the hatred disappears and it flows with love? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that there is an unlimited supply of money in your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are growing into your vision? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are becoming someone different? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are learning to create and live in a new, big, expansive, graceful, and heartfelt way? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that when you show up in your life, even when you face your worst fears, you will not die, you will shine? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you can only get to where you are going by taking inspired action, even if it's scary? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are always bursting through your upper limits by taking bold, inspired actions? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that money is part of your freedom, so it is safe for you to accept money? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that today's ceiling is tomorrow's floor? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it's always safe for you to be intimate, visible, and vulnerable with others? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And you may want to have. And everybody is now unmuted. And we have 30 seconds. What do you need to say?
That was amazing. Thank you.
Barbara.
Yeah? Someone said my name?
Thank you.
Oh. I didn't hear the thank you part. Okay, we're going to finalize now. Is everybody okay? Everybody feeling good about everything? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so we've done a lot of releasing in this session. Mm-hmm. You know that, so don't forget to breathe. Drink lots of water. Are you willing to allow Infinite Source to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and to share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others in all lives, in all spaces, in all times, and in all dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay, and are you willing to allow Infinite Source to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
You guys don't sound really enthusiastic with those.
Yes.
And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite grace and ease so that this energy will continue to run through you until all of the core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? And so say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And are you willing to just let everything go and allow God to do God's work, and trust that you will receive and easily follow inspired action as you are becoming more and more and more and more a thinker of love, and that is your dominant thought? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. And so we say to God, Source, Creator, whomever it is that you communicate with, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody's doing good. Everybody feels that this was a good use of our time together?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yep. Okay, so next one is going to be on relationships.
No.
So, I want you to start looking at your relationship and notice the things that don't feel absolutely lovely and yummy about relationships. Start making your list so we know what we need to clear, and pick a goal for relationships. or for one particular relationship, whatever it is that works for you, and then notice what comes up about not actually achieving that goal and what inspired actions you are guided to make that goal come true. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. The recording will be on the website soon, and I will send you an email to let you know when it's there. And I think that that's it. Anything else
Thank
anybody
you.
Is needing to say?
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for being here and participating and making this an extraordinarily wonderful class.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank
okay,
you, Barbara.
I will talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Yep,
and,
okay.
You know, if you have any questions, send me an email.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you,
Barbara. You're welcome.
Thank you.
No.
Bye.
Bye.